Country 90.9.
Hey folks, Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach in the Game. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
From field reports to fun facts, this is Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
Pursuit, here we go! Come on, finish it! Go, Joe! Finish, finish, finish!
Hey. Wrap, wrap, wrap. Why were you on the tight end side before we started? You screwed up? Okay.
A completion is not a sin as long as we make the tackle. Get up and go, get up and go, get up and go! Boom, boom!
Locked again.
Where'd you come from? I don't care! You gotta block your gal!
Block the line, stay on them, stay on them, stay on them!
Game field, let's go!
We didn't get but one guy shifting.
What happened?
You confused yourself.
Well, that ain't no good.
Don't confuse yourself, son.
Will you finish the block on the linebacker? If you'd blocked Dan, we'd have run out the gate on him.
All right. Come on, gotta limit your brain parts.
But we gotta be disciplined. Like I told you there for practice. Okay, that's the key to it. Everybody's gotta read their key and be disciplined. Play disciplined defensive football like we've tried to do for 11 weeks. We do that, we're able to do that consistently, 48 minutes, we'll be okay.
Good morning, Clay County in East Central Alabama. Good Friday morning to you. Friday, December the 5th of 2025. Coach and Friends, Friday morning edition on Classic Country 90.9. We're coming to you live and in living color from the east side of the historic Clay County Courthouse Square, the Bassett Building, where this morning outside our First Bank Alabama studios, where you're always first, 40.9 degrees on this Friday morning. We've got rain around the area, sprinkling, got puddles, wet roads. Keep that in mind as you're making your plans this morning. And on this Friday morning, Coach and Friends, Coach Chris Heron, along with my friend, the barber, David Nolan. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Coach.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Messy out there this morning, Dave.
Yeah, wet, cold a little bit still.
Yeah, just kind of a messy morning out there.
But today's supposed to be nice.
I think it's chance. It's just cloudy
like
all, day.
All day.
Yeah, just kind of cloudy and cool, and drizzly and rainy again today. I guess just kind of a wintery kind of pattern, said, even though it's really not officially winter yet.
Well, if you're home, it's a nice day to sit in your living room and look at your Christmas tree.
Yesterday, I mean, when I got home, just kind of piddled around a little bit, but then had the high school ball games on, championship games, and spent a lot of time just right there in front of that, watching those
good
games.
Good place to be. So, toasty.
It was nice. Actually, texted with a couple of old coaching buddies, and I said, you at the games? I said, no. I'm watching them in the comforts of my den. And they said, well.
Best seat in the house.
One of them that was there said, I wish I was. This is rough up here.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Cool, rainy. But.
I do like that stadium.
That's the perfect place for
it. It is.
The size of it. Yeah, that's the place to be. The place to have them. No doubt. Dave, let's take a look at a few things making headlines around the great state of Alabama. Our friends at AL.com. Flags are going to fly at half staff in Alabama today for a political trailblazer. Her name is Ann Bedsoe. Ann Bedsoe, a good friend of Governor Ivey's. Ann Bedsoe, the founder of the Alabama School of Mathematics and Science in Mobile, Alabama. She passed away 95. Celebration of her life coming up. So if you see flags at half staff today in Alabama, that's why. She was one of the first Republican woman elected to the Alabama House of Representatives in 1979. She served in the House until she was elected to the Alabama Senate in 83, becoming the first woman to serve in the state's upper chamber in the state Senate. She served there from 83 to 95. And it was during her time as senator when she hit her stride and began established the Alabama School of Math and Sciences in Midtown Mobile, which to this day remains one of the country's best public high-tech high schools. Good morning to the doctor. Rolling through. Morning, Doc. Little Coleman cowbell brought to you by State Farm. Make sure you're protecting and serving, Doc. Make sure you make it home today. So, Miss Betzel started that school. There's been a few kids from here I know of has gone to Mobile to that school. How about this one, Dave? Amtrak service from Mobile to New Orleans surges past 46,000 riders so far, shattering expectations. It's called the Mardi Gras line, Dave, from Mobile to New Orleans.
I like it.
And it started August the 18th is when they launched this line back and forth between Mobile and New Orleans. In its first 108 days, it has already carried over 46,000 riders, and it was projected in its first year to draw about 71,000. So it's already halfway there in just a little over 3 months.
Popular.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Every day. That'd be a cool ride. They say there's a lot of people that use it like daily.
Yeah, I bet they
do. You know, just that trip. I wonder how long of a ride on the train that is. I wonder how long that trip is.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Hour and a half?
Yeah, maybe so. I'm not. But that'd be cool. Yeah. Directly between Mobile and New Orleans. New Orleans, or however how they say it, then they're in New Orleans.
I've heard both ways.
Yeah. 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 I've heard it both ways. Yep. You ever rode a train like that?
Train?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've rode a train.
Yeah. We went to Washington, D.C.
That's where we went.
Yeah.
Sure did.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a neat way to go. It's a neat way to travel. And you see places you don't see on the road.
Yeah.
Driving on the road. Schedule release day for the SEC coming up Tuesday night. I mean, next Thursday night for the 2026 season. Yeah, going to 9 games for the first time.
Look forward to that.
We'll have a big show. ESPN's College Game Day is going to be in Atlanta Saturday.
Yes, they will.
Did you see who they got?
No.
Lane Kiffin.
He's showstopper.
He's coming.
Yeah.
There's a live mascot, Dave. Maybe returning to one Alabama university.
Well, it's got to be an elephant.
Nope.
No?
Not Tuscaloosa. Not in Tuscaloosa. It's in Florence, Dave. North Alabama. A lion.
A lion.
At North Alabama.
Okay.
Redoing the area where they used to have one.
That's neat.
Making plans to bring back a live lion. In an area on campus.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alabama, from what I have read, not that I remember, Alabama tried a live elephant one time many, 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 many years ago. Just didn't go so well.
That would be a tough one to keep.
That'd be a hard one to hold on to.
And even a lion. I wonder if they need a mate. You know,
yeah.
To make, because yeah. If they're just walking in there by themselves.
Right, just hanging out there by themselves.
Yeah, that's kind of a lonely life.
It would be. Yes, it would. Yeah.
I don't know how they do that.
I don't either. I'd want to make sure that enclosure was secure.
Hmm.
I guess it'd be like kind of like at a zoo.
Yeah, it'd have to be the
type
same,
of same enclosure sure, type
same
place.
Thing.
Have you been to these new zoos that are kind of like open? Where you like, you can, like, we've been to one down around along the coast where it's like a boardwalk built really high. And you just walk that boardwalk and you look down and it's just an open, just open.
Like they're in their own habitat.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah. And then just all the animals are out there together.
Yeah.
They're just kind of doing their thing. That's kind of neat.
That's the natural one.
Yeah. That's more
close. For an animal.
Yeah. Yeah. It's closer to natural than, you know,
that's a great idea for a design.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's very expensive to build one like that.
Yeah. I'm sure it is too. UAB got them a new coach. They named their interim just permanent coach.
Alex Mortensen.
That's him. He was an assistant there and was named interim, and they took off that interim tag. You know who his dad was?
No.
Craig Mortensen. He used to be on ESPN.
Okay. That's the only time I've heard that name, mm-hmm. I think.
He's passed away now, but that's his son.
Yeah.
Yep. So, named the permanent head coach of the Blazers. He won. The first game he was there, they beat Memphis.
I remember that.
Then they knocked off Tulsa last week. So, picked up a couple of good wins. 3 state championships awarded yesterday in Birmingham. Class 1A state champ for 2025, Mars Hill Bible. in 3A, Class 1A, Maplesville. They beat the Wadley Bulldogs 42-22. Maplesville finished the season undefeated. Last night in 5A, Moody, the Blue Devils, 25-0 over Vigor. So, three of those trophies awarded yesterday. Three more be awarded today. 4-2 and 6A. The games today.
Haven't seen a competitive game yet.
No, they've all been pretty well, pretty one-sided to this point through the first, so what has been, four games. So, three more now.
Might be saving the best for last.
I'm going to say the 6A game tonight could be a good one. That's Sarah Land and Clay Chalk. Mm-hmm. So,
I look forward to seeing Anniston.
Me too. Yeah.
See them.
Yeah. They're the first game this morning. 11 o'clock. Yep. Anniston and Jackson. Again, two undefeated teams there. So, we've made our way to 6:14 on this Friday morning. And on this Friday morning, well, at that time, our morning devotion. That's made possible each and every day by the Cary Baptist Association. The 30 churches that make up that association, their director of missions, Brother Richie Farrell. Thrift store located Highway 9 just south of the Clay County Courthouse Square on Giddens Hill. Sharing that devotion with us this morning made possible by the Cary Baptist Association. He's our Mr. Friday, the barber, David Nolan. Dave.
Blessed December. Let not your heart be troubled, John 14:1. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could suspend all wars for the month of December in honor of Christ's birth? We've read about the amazing Christmas truce of World War I when German and Allied soldiers sang carols, exchanged gifts, and played soccer on the battlefields of Flanders. Why can't the armies of the world declare December a month of peace? What if no diseases struck during December? No deaths occurred. No funerals were necessary. We live in a deadly, disease-ridden, war-weary world, and there's no cessation of trouble. But the Lord Jesus Christ can give inner peace, and he can provide assurance of eternal peace. In one of his greatest promises, he said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." John 14:27. How personal. Notice the phrases in the verse, with you, to you, to you, your heart. We don't know how to suspend war or wickedness, but as Christians, we walk with the Lord and experience his peace every day of December and beyond. Peace on the outside comes from knowing God on the inside.
Father God, we come to you this morning, Lord, thanking you for this new day. Thank you for our night's rest, Lord, and waking us this morning and helping us get started into this day. We call the present, Lord, a gift from you, and we thank you for it. Lord, we've heard of the peace, Lord, that passeth all understanding. Lord, that comes through you and from you. Lord, help us, those of us who are your children and belong to you, Lord, to share that relationship that we have that offers that peace, Lord. Not from the peace of the troubles of this world, Lord, but the inner peace that comes from that relationship with you. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of that eternal life through your Son, Jesus. Lord, we can't buy it. We can't earn it. Lord, we can only accept it as it's given from you, Lord. It cost your Son his life. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the love that you demonstrated for us through the giving of your Son. Lord, this morning we already see many of our friends on the road. They're headed to work. Our kids will be headed to school later on. Lord, be with us today. Be with our kids at school, helping them to learn the things they need to learn. Lord, keep them safe as they move back and forth. Lord, this morning in some of our homes, there's sickness and there's illness. We pray for healing where that's your will. God, those families and friend groups where there's been a loss, we pray a strength and a peace and a comfort in the days, the weeks, the months ahead, Lord, as a new normal is adjusted to. Thank you for this time we can pause each morning. Lord, we can focus on you, the love that you have for us, Lord, and the love that you desire for us to have for one another. God, we do love you. We thank you for loving us. Help us to be a blessing to someone today, Lord. And we pray these things in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Get up in Jesus' name. The Lord is calling daily to those who would be saved.
Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Aaron Tippin, wishing you a Merry Christmas.
Classic Country 90.9.
I love starting my day with Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.
6:24 on this Friday morning. Coach and friends, Coach Chris Heron, the barber David Nolan, you. Thanks for being with us this morning. It is a wet, rainy, cool Friday morning out there, December the 5th. Outside our First Bank Alabama studios, we are looking at 40.9 degrees, and it's on this morning. We know that we've got this kind of weather, Dave, is just set in. It's been like this for a couple of days. We didn't see a lick of sunshine yesterday.
No. Uh-uh. Sure didn't.
It's wet. I went outside a little bit, just, and it's the ground's just kind of mushy.
Kind of saturated. Yeah,
it's just not much out there. Not much you can do out there right now, the way it's set up and everything. So, Dave, tell us about your, give us the rundown, the highlights, just a little bit of what your Thanksgiving weekend was like around Thanksgiving.
Let's see.
We had our extravaganza Wednesday.
We did.
And, which was awesome.
I mean, it was great.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
That's just so cool.
Great day. A lot of fun seeing everybody and great turnout. We've talked about it, how many people came. And you mentioned about getting a book
Register,
yeah, right, where yeah. people would sign in next time.
Well, we got one coming. One of our great listeners says that's covered, Coach. We got it.
Got it covered.
Yeah.
So that'd be great. But we had a great time there. But Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, we stayed at home. My brother came from Auburn. Russell came, and he was wanting Tina's dressing.
Okay.
He's single.
Yeah.
And he loves Tina's dressing. He said, are y'all going to have Thanksgiving at home? We said, yes. And he said, well, I kind of was wanting some of Tina's dress. I said, well, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So, we had...
So, is this a dressing she's made for a long time?
Uh-huh, I mean, long time. Yeah.
Her dressing.
Long time.
Is it one of those... You know, there's different dressings. Some are kind of thick and kind of hard. I mean, almost you can pick it up like a piece of cornbread. Some of them have some more moisture to them and kind of, you know, we're not that firm.
Yeah. Well, hers is firm.
Okay.
Hers is firm. When you cut into it, into the pan,
yeah.
I mean, you'll get a nice block out if you want it.
I got you. Yeah.
But moist, mm-hmm. you know, very moist,
yeah.
but it doesn't just fall apart.
Right. I got you.
It keeps together really well.
Yeah.
He loves it. And he said, all I want's dressing and English peas. That's all I want. He wasn't hard to please.
Yeah, no, he was. That's pretty easy, yeah.
But I love English peas on at Thanksgiving meal as well.
Yeah.
Those little tiny ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Lesure.
Just out of the can.
Yeah, very young peas.
Yes, like that's what they are.
On the can. But he came and...
Morning, Agile Boys.
We actually thought...
Coleman Cowbell.
We thought, because typically when he comes, like, we might share a meal like that.
Right.
He'll sit and stay for... couple hours,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
And he got there about 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So we were thinking, you know, by 2 o'clock, he's probably going to be out of here.
Yeah.
2:30 at the latest.
Right.
Well, he didn't leave till dark.
Oh, man.
So we had a good time.
Yeah, good visit.
Around talking.
Yeah.
And, cutting up. And,
right.
Just a really good visit.
Mm-hmm.
And then he headed out at dark. And I gave him, I had a little bit of that pimento cheese left.
Yep.
And I'd actually put it aside for myself,
mm-hmm.
Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And but it wasn't much. It was just, I'll tell you what I put it in. When I made it, the little pimento jar that you mix the pimentos with, it's tiny. It's not big at all. But I said, this is just enough pimento cheese in here left to fill that jar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I cleaned the jar out really well and filled it with that extra pimento cheese that I had left over,
mm-hmm.
had in the refrigerator. It was nice and cold.
Right.
And he loves pimento cheese. He mm-hmm. is a big pimento cheese guy. So when he left, we gave him some dressing, a serving mm-hmm. to take home if mm-hmm. he wanted to heat that up, and that pimento cheese.
What about English peas?
No, I didn't. We pretty much wiped them out.
Wiped them out at the meal, yeah.
There was just a token few left.
Right.
So there wasn't enough to go for that.
But,
he was tickled to get the pimento cheese. Matter of fact, he said he was going to make a late-night pimento cheese sandwich.
Yeah, it'd be
He'd
good.
Already
yeah.
planned that out. So.
yeah. Gonna be a snack later.
Yeah, that was gonna be a snack later. So he headed back, and then Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, we get up and head down to Auburn
mm-hmm.
to spend the night with my other brother,
right,
and his wife down there, and just knock around on Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
do a little shopping,
mm-hmm.
and went out.
Was it crowded out?
It was.
Yeah,
it was really crowded, but it was a pretty day.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice weather, a little cold, but nice. We went by the mall. I think I might have mentioned it earlier, but when you go by malls nowadays, most of the time there's not hardly anybody there.
Yeah,
it's not in the parking lot, I'm saying.
Right.
And that's always usually the case when we go by that Auburn mall. Well,
mm-hmm.
Black Friday, we said we'll go to the mall because the last time we were in Auburn a week or so before, we had hit all the other places we like to go shop.
Mm-hmm.
But we had not been down to the mall. We said, let's don't go to any of these other... We've seen everything
right.
in these other stores.
Yeah.
So let's go down to the mall and just knock around a little bit. So we drove down to the mall, and that parking lot was full, Coach. It was like a throwback to the 70s or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all the way to the road, to the red
lights.
Really?
The whole parking lot? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was just packed with vehicles.
That's
neat. So that kind of gets you in the mood.
You haven't seen that in a while. Yeah.
It gets you in the mood to shop.
Sure. Yeah.
In spirit of things. You know,
right.
people are... happy and out there, you know, getting shoulder to shoulder shopping,
right.
Which I'm not a big fan of that. I like to have a little room when you're walking around.
But right.
It did put you kind of in the holiday spirit to go down there and amongst all those shoppers as well.
Mm-hmm.
we hung out there for a little while and picked up a few things. And then,
Do they have? I hadn't been in that mall in a while. Does it have empty stores, or is everything full?
That's a great question. You know, Coach, I don't think I saw an empty store in that place.
Yeah.
And that typically, that's what you see.
Nowadays, you see a lot of empty stores. Empty ones, yeah.
But I don't remember seeing one. Every time we would walk down a particular aisle, whatever you call it.
Yeah, but the hallway.
Right. They were all full. They were all full. So
yeah, nowadays, you'll see at least a few empty ones most of the time.
Yeah. And I told Tate, we worked our way down to the food court, kind of in the center of the mall. This was around lunch.
Right.
Go down towards the food court.
Wait a minute, Dave. It's his time. He takes it. Joe Champ.
He's awake.
Oh, he's ready to go.
He's going.
He is doing it.
He knows weekends here, Coach.
He's as consistent as anything.
He never fails.
Nope. As Champ Sunrise, 6:32 here in Clay County on this Friday morning. And we may never see the sun today, but it's out there back behind the clouds.
It is.
And it is the 339th day of this year, Dave. And boy, you know what that tells us.
16 days until winter will begin.
16 of them.
Yeah.
Wow. And it'll be here. I guess this is kind of winter preview.
Yeah.
Where we're getting. Good morning. Good morning, Pesnel. Yeah, too wet to plow. You're right. It is too wet to plow, Pesnel. It'd make a mess out there right now. But good to see you this morning. Hope your morning's going the way you need it to, Pesnel, up in the valley. And so back to it, Dave, the mall.
Yeah, we went down to the food court. And
food court.
I told Tina, I said, I want a little Chinese. So, you know.
Chinese, yeah. Okay. On the Friday after Thanksgiving.
When you go by the little Chinese restaurant at the food court.
Right.
They'll give you the free sample.
They will.
That's what I meant by it.
Okay.
I said, I want a little Chinese.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll go down this way, and you go down the opposite way, and they'll give you one. And Tina doesn't like eating those when they give them on the little toothpick sample.
Right.
I said, you give me yours, and I'll have mine.
You'll have two of them. Right. Yeah. Good plan, Dave. Good plan.
We went down there and got two. There's two different Chinese places, and I got four pieces.
Yeah, you had two for me.
So that was a nice little appetizer.
A little snack. It was.
While I was walking around shopping.
What was it?
I don't even, you know, it's, they have the, what is it? Not garlic, but,
I'm no help.
They got sweet and sour. They got that one.
Yeah.
But there's another one that's kind of a grilled flavor. Okay. I can't think of it. But anyway, there were two different flavors. And. Mm-hmm. From both places.
Right.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was good. I bit one and I said, that doesn't look like chicken, Tina. Mm. I mean, it looked like ham.
Really?
It was pinkish.
Huh.
And she says, I don't know what that is.
How was it?
It had a good flavor.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
Anyway, so I did that and then we went to.
Morning, Wayne Johnson. Good to see you, sir. Little Coleman cowbell. Go give him a good 8 or 10, Wayne.
To a couple other stores and. Knocked around there, and then
is there still a sporting goods store in there?
Yeah, there is.
Which one is it? You remember? Is that is there a Hibbett's?
I think it is a Hibbett's.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Right.
And they've got the Auburn store, Auburn Spirit.
Yeah,
and Alabama. They're
Bama Fever.
Bama Fever.
It's a split or whatever it is.
It's a split store.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were there.
When they decided to split that, put them kind of together, that was a good idea.
It was.
Whoever owns that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of people shopping. That's a great place. That particular store, they always have good sales in there. They'll have a sales rack that'll usually have a pretty good selection of apparel on the sales rack. Now, if you can find your size, and I've been lucky enough to find mine a few times. But I always like going by there because normally they'll have a good price on some of their items. But did that. And, I don't think we saw anybody we knew. which was kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's unusual.
Usually you'll bump into someone.
Somebody you do.
Clay County, that you know.
What about Orange Julius, Dave?
No, that's not there.
Are those still around anywhere?
They're still they're around.
Boy, that's a good drink.
Yeah. We made them here that time.
You like them?
I do.
I like them.
I love an Orange Julius.
The one I always used to hit was the one at Brookwood Village. That's the one that stands up to me the most.
They've got the cookie store. You know, they make chocolate chip cookies, those big ones.
Yep, yep.
They got that. Of course, Chick-fil-A, the Chinese places. I think they have like a meat and three place where you can get vegetables.
Yeah.
So they got a variety of different things right there at the food court. A lot of people eating there at the food court. But I was trying to think. We ate at Johnny Briscoe's for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina got chili. That's a new menu, new item on their menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't think of chili at an Italian place.
No.
But it's limited. And she said, I'm getting, and it was cold, a little cold outside. Mm-hmm. She said, I'm getting that chili. And they had a picture of it, and it really looked good. And I love chili.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a couple of slices of pizza. They brought her chili out. And she said, oh, it's good. And it looked good.
Mm-hmm.
And the table next to us, there was a man that ordered chili as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I think I should have ordered the chili.
Yeah.
She let me taste it. It was, when I go back, I'll order that again.
Right.
It was very good. But
what are the big anchor stores in that mall now? Do you remember?
Well, they got Dillard's.
Okay. Dillard's is a good one.
Let's see. There's another one. There's a Kohl's, I think.
Kohl's.
And
what about a Penny's? J.C. Penney. Do they have a Penny's there?
Coach, I don't think they have a Penny's there.
Have they ever? I don't even remember if they've ever had a Penny's.
I don't recall it.
Yeah, I don't either. Of course, I hadn't been there a lot, but I don't remember.
There's another big store it's not a familiar chain, but it's the same type of store as those were.
Right.
That is there. A lot of people shop there.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, they got shoe stores and that type thing. But bought a pair of shoes. I got a good deal on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those Hey Dudes.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Slip-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this, I told you the story about having to, when you pick your shoe out, the shoe you want to buy, you can, it's only one shoe in the box in the store.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Out of the showroom.
You shared that with me, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you you go up to the register with a box and one shoe.
That's it. And the cashier, coach, the cashier, you hand her the shoe. This is the shoe I want. She has to stop checking people out at the cash register, go back to the storeroom, dig out the shoe, which can take a little while.
To find the other shoe.
Find the other shoe.
Right.
And then eventually she's coming back. And there are a line of people behind me. There were a line of people ahead of me. And each customer had to go through that.
You know, you would, and this was on Black Friday.
Yeah, Black Friday.
So you would think, now this is just me. On that day, they would have enough people there.
I know.
To where, you know, once you're in line, before you even get up to the register, somebody's going and getting your other shoe.
Yeah.
To keep that line.
It's just another example. There's not enough people willing to do a job like that.
Yeah.
They're begging for people to work.
Do you remember when we were kids going into I remember Buster Brown shoes.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
And it was just a shoe store. And you went in and they would measure your foot, you know, with the little Brown measurement thing, I think is what we've learned it was called here. And, I mean, it was a big production and deals. I mean, those people serviced that customer service. I mean, buddy, they were all over you.
They were.
You know, they brought the shoes to you. They'd help you. They sized you, help you put it on. Had a little thing with the little ramp, the little stool they'd sit on that ramp in front of them.
You could prop that foot up.
Yeah, prop your foot up there. They'd help you get your foot in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a big deal. Get a new pair of shoes.
Or if you picked out two or three pair you wanted to try, they would go back to the storeroom, pull back, you know, three or four boxes and bring them out under their arm, set them down beside you.
Right.
Yeah, talking about customer service, it's a thing of the past.
Not much there anymore.
Most places.
Yeah, not a lot of it there anymore. And when you do find it, good customer service, now you really appreciate it.
You do.
Yeah.
Because it's great to have it. It's great to see it being done. Mm-hmm. But you also know it's a rare thing.
Oh, yes.
Because you just don't see it anymore.
Right.
Much.
Right.
But they're just hurting for people to work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I when she went back to get the shoe for the customer in front of me.
Right.
It was a woman, and she had two children with her.
Right.
And they were just getting one shoe that they wanted to buy. And I was thinking, I wish I'd have just gave her my shoe and said, while you're back there, if you see this just one,
grab this one.
Yeah. It might save you at least one trip.
Right.
But I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But that would be another way to do it.
It would be. You got to get a couple at a time.
But it would take her probably twice as long to get back to the...
longer to get back.
Yeah, I don't know if that would really work out, but that's what it's come to.
Now, what does it say about us, Dave, that they only put one shoe out there?
Well, Coach, they're only doing that because of shoplifting. Yeah. There's an epidemic problem of shoplifting in these stores.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you've only got... And there were two cashiers...
Right.
Working at the front desk. Each one was doing the same thing, checking out people at the cash register, going back to get the shoe and bringing mm-hmm. it back. That's all their job was. They had nobody else in the store to help them. So you can't walk around the showroom of shoes
mm-hmm.
and watch people picking shoes out.
Right.
There's nobody there to do that. So that's why there's only one shoe per box, because somebody could grab the shoes they want, mm-hmm. and walk right out the front door.
Mm-hmm. When you buy new shoes, do you ever leave with them on?
Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah, I've done that.
I have done that. And gladly left with them on, because the shoes I had, I was tired.
You were tired of them.
Yeah, and they were old. Right. And I don't want to wear these anymore.
That's why you were there.
And a lot of times they will ask you, would you like to wear them out?
Yeah, they would.
And I said, yes, I would like to wear them out.
Right.
But whenever I wouldn't, lots of times it might be because of the weather. If it was a rainy day, mm-hmm. I didn't want to just take them out and walk in the rain with them. Mm-hmm. Eventually you're going to,
mm-hmm.
but not when they're right out
not
of the box.
Not when they're brand new like that.
No, I didn't want to do that.
But it is. We go into shoe stores, there's some big ones now, Shoe Station and Shoe City and all this stuff. And it is, you go in there and there's just the only people working are the people at the register.
That's it.
And there's nobody else.
That's it.
If you have a question, you have to kind of go to them maybe, and even if they can help you.
But even the experience of going to a store, going to a mall, parking in the parking lot, walking in the mall,
right,
going to the store, it's kind of it's becoming more and more of a foreign type idea. It's still done all the time. Mm. Not as much as it used to be because you can buy everything online.
Right.
And that's how people are doing most of their shopping is online.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think of all the steps you have to go through to how we always grew up knowing how to shop,
mm-hmm.
that's how you shop. You couldn't shop online.
Right.
You could order something from a catalog.
You could catalog order, mail order. Right.
But to order online, and I order a few things online, but like clothing, that kind of thing. But even then, when you can't try it on,
mm-hmm.
you got to, I don't want to send it back. You know.
Well, you had a couple items recently.
I did, and I sent them back.
You had to send back.
Yeah. And I liked the items that I saw online, mm-hmm. on the photograph online. Mm-hmm. But again, when you get them, lots of times they'll look exactly like you mm-hmm. you saw of the picture online. Sometimes when you get them in, like my case was, it wasn't quite what the picture was.
And when you do that, Dave, when you have to send that thing back, now you talk about a range of customer service.
Yeah,
trying to exchange something like that. Oh, it can be I've had great experiences with some of it, and I've had bad ones.
Yeah, yeah, you can have it both ways.
Yeah.
But even still, when you get it and you know you're going to have to sit, you dread sitting it back because you don't want to.
Oh, just the hassle of doing it.
I almost
box
think,
it up.
I wish I hadn't even started this.
Right.
It wasn't worth it.
Right.
Because I'm of the old school, like yourself. Mm-hmm. I like to just go in, that's on the rack. That
looks
great.
Want. Yeah.
Hey, it fits.
Right.
I think I'm going to get this.
Yes.
Boom, you got it.
Right.
And it's there. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case when you're buying it online.
You're right. Yes, exactly right. 6:45, we'll step away. We'll take a break. It is a wet Friday morning. Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country morning on Classic Country 90.9.
presented by Benefil Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Hi, this is Dolly Parton wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Classic Country 90.9.
There's no better way to spend the day than with Classic Country 90.9.
From field reports to fun facts, this is Coach and Friends on Classic Country 90.9.
$6.50 on this Friday morning. It is a Friday all day long. It's December the 5th of 2025. And let me say right here, Dave, being December the 5th, I need to throw out a little something extra special here. My lovely bride, the Vicky Merle, birthday today.
Happy birthday, Vicky Merle.
Birthday today. It is her day today.
Big day.
All day long. So I actually woke her up this morning to tell her happy birthday.
Well, good.
So I don't know how much she appreciated that, waking her up. But I had to do it, Dave. I had to make sure I was first.
Listen.
You know, I mean, I normally try not to wake her up, you know, leaving out early when she's still in the bed. But
that's the way you start a birthday, though.
Yeah.
I mean, early in the morning.
Yeah. You're going to be a whole day. As much of it as you can.
Yeah.
Because it's your day.
That's right.
Yeah. So happy birthday to you, Vicky Merle. Love you. And we're going to spend every, after I get home, about the after 10, every second of the day together.
That's awesome, man.
Isn't that great?
You're going to give her the gift of you the rest of the day.
Exactly. Yeah. From 12 hours.
The gift that just keeps giving.
Keeps giving. Right there with you, Vicky Merle. You got me all day.
Oh, good gift.
I mean, I don't know if you can put a price on it, Dave.
No, you can't.
No. Spend the day together.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we for years, I mean, when we worked, you know, she was the counselor and I was coaching and teaching for years. And you know, we were at the same place. Now, there were days we never would even see each other at work.
Sure.
You know, she was in her world and I was in mine. But a lot of people said, y'all worked together for, you know, 25, 30 years. So, well, yeah, I mean, we're at the same place. Now, we didn't, you know, well, like, we were together every day, all day, But there were times it was convenient that we were there together.
I'm sure there was.
When, you know, something had come up or happened. I remember one time, this was out at Central. It was 2014, Snowmageddon. You remember the morning the snow hit that morning?
Yeah.
And as that started that morning, of course, I was in my little old blue truck. She was in her, you know, in her car, and we'd went separate that morning because I would normally go a little earlier than her. And so we're out there, and it starts during that first period, and I realized from being up there at the field house, and stepped outside, and it was that old sidewalks were starting to get slicky and that kind of thing. Well, I called her, and I said, look, I said, what are you doing? She said, well, you know, I'm just working here. And I said, well, it's starting to slick over out here. The ice is starting. I said, you go get in your car right now, and let's go home. Because we don't live far from Central, from the school. She said, well, I said, yes, just don't ask nobody. Just do it. I'll come get you in my little truck and we'll come back.
Yeah.
I said, but we got to get that car home.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the little blue truck, it's just what it is. But we need the car home before this gets what's coming. So anyway, she just, you know, she was, and I jumped my truck and we run home and get back. And luckily we did that. I was glad we done, because it got to where it was just, you know, couldn't even move. Hardly. So that was a situation where she didn't have to, you know, we were together so we could get one.
It worked out.
Yeah. But there were advantages to being there together.
No, there was.
A lot more advantages. And, anyway, of course, you didn't have a lot of secrets from anybody because everybody there kind of knew all your business because you was both there, you know,
all the time. It makes it tough. So,
yeah. Yeah. But happy birthday, Vicky Merle.
A December birthday.
December, right here at her and her dad. Her daddy's birthday was the 20th of December.
Okay.
So he was right before Christmas.
So they were getting Christmas and a birthday at the same month.
All
it's a
same
big
time.
Month for them.
Big, busy month. It was a busy month with the young bunch. Yep. She, you know, and I used to, and I told her this the other night, I used to, as I was, when we were early in our marriage, for her birthday, I always thought, well, this is pretty easy to get a birthday, but I'd just give her some kind of Christmas item. You know, because Christmas stuff was already out. So I'd go get her a, you know, some Christmas doodad, something, you know, Christmas sweater or a plaid or a Santa Claus figurine or, you know. And I did that for a few years. And then I got to think, I said, well, you know, Now, that's kind of, and it was, you know, nice, and she liked it, and we've still got a lot of that stuff, you know, she's kept and put out at Christmas. But I got to thinking, you know, now when I do that, I give it to her on the 5th. Well, that's 20 days till Christmas. You know, she'd put it out. Well, then it just gets boxed up and put up the rest of the year. So I quit doing that eventually.
As far as Christmas.
As far as the Christmas item for her birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because it was a present, but then you'd get put up and she didn't have it the rest of the year.
Hard to enjoy it when
it's in a box. Yeah, in a box for 11 months a year.
Yeah.
So I kind of changed my birthday givings.
Does she like it better? Since she changed it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know she always liked it, but.
Yeah, I think so. I think she does. I don't really know, but she's never really said. But it's neat to me to see her, you know, in March, she's still enjoying what she got for her birthday in December.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I think it's going to be better. And what I took to, Dave, is if there was a Christmas item that I did want to give her, I would give it to her for Christmas. But, well, let me back up that. You know, I'm a little cheap. I can be cheap. So what I've discovered, Dave, is those Christmas items that before I was buying her for her birthday, wait till after Christmas when they go on sale and buy them then to give the next Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
So almost a year ahead. So, yeah. you know, like this year, after Christmas, maybe buy an item or two, give them next Christmas, and then two Christmases from now is when they'll be used. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know, though, about it, Coach. I mean, that's...
I mean, I may not even be here.
That's right.
You know, something can happen, and I wouldn't even be here to give it to her.
Nor would you get the enjoyment of watching her with it.
Right.
If it's 2 years away from happening.
Exactly. But it saves a little money, Dave.
It kept money in your pocket, didn't it?
And she'd, if something happened to me, she'd find it eventually.
Eventually.
You know, eventually she'd find it.
Yeah. And then it'd be a surprise to her.
It would be a surprise. She'd say, look at this. Here's something that tight joker he bought this. I don't know how long it's been here.
Oh.
Oh, goodness. I think I know the answer to this. Do you and Miss Tina swap gifts at Christmas?
We do not.
You do not. I thought that was the case. No, I thought you did not.
I mean, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
We have for a number of years, but a few years ago, we just kind of got away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we were shopping the other day, I bought a pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I could have taken them home, wrapped them up in Christmas paper, and stuck them up under the tree.
Right.
I know what's in it.
Right. It's no surprise.
Would I like to go wear my shoes next week?
You want to wear them
before Christmas?
Yeah.
Well, wear them.
Sure.
You know, so, and that's why we just don't, we don't do that type of thing.
What we do, and it's just the way we've always, we do three. You get three. Now, sometimes I may know one or two of them, but they'll always, and she may know, she normally don't know hers, but just maybe one. But a couple of things that are just basically to have something to open on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
And I like having the surprise part of it, where she'll say, you know, if you need an idea for Christmas, I said, well, no, you're not. Then if you tell me that, you're not getting it. Not from me, you know, because I want mine to be a surprise that morning.
A surprise.
As the sausage balls are cooking, we'll open our presents. That's our Christmas morning thing.
Well, and that we do kind of the food thing too. We'll have something special
that morning.
Day or that morning for breakfast or both. You know, could be for lunch too. But I look forward to that always.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good. We were talking about it last night. She said, "What about? Do we want to do something different?" I said, "Why would we? Why would we do something different than sausage balls? It's what we've done for 37 Christmases. I mean, why would we change?
Why did that even cross her mind?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I can tell you why. I can tell you why. And I'll tell you after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, please.
We'll come back to that. Because we're mashing up against the 7 o'clock hour. Hey, it's a Classic Country Morning on Classic Country 90.9. Our Classic Country Mornings, well, they start, Dave, every morning at 5:30 with Classic Country Sunrise. 30 minutes of good gospel music to start your day. 6 to 8, Coach and Friends. Catch up on all the latest happenings around, things going on with the guys and things happening in and around Clay County. 8 o'clock, three-point stance. A little sports talk, the high school ranks, college level to the big boys. All of it together is your classic country morning that's on Classic Country 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Classic Country 90.9.
You're in just the right place. This is the second hour of Coach and Friends. Now, back to the show.
On this Friday morning, Friday, December the 5th of 2025, from our First Bank Alabama studios, where you're always first, coaching friends on this Friday morning, Coach Chris Herron, the barber, David Nolan, and you, thanks for being with us this morning. Outside those studios, we've got 40.9 degrees, and Coaching Friends Homeroom Morning Announcement time. Coaching Friends Homeroom Morning Announcements, made possible each and every weekday morning by AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. AGL providing residential garbage pickup as well as commercial dumpsters. AGL also offers various roll-off containers for construction sites, home cleanouts, basement cleanups, and more. The AGL landfill open 5 days a week. More information, their phone number is 256-354-5803. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. Proud to sponsor Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9 and Coach and Friends Homeroom Morning Announcements. Dave, we start out tomorrow night, Dave, 6 o'clock, a small town Christmas.
Ooh, I like that.
Christmas parade in Ashland.
Yeah.
It steps off, Dave, tomorrow at 6 p.m. Steps off, starts down to the elementary school, makes its way out to Highway 77, across the square, down past the hospital, around, back up by the grocery store, Piggly Wiggly, across the north side of the square, and back to where it begins at the elementary school. Ashland Christmas parade. Tomorrow, a small town Christmas. Grand Marshal.
Who is it?
Coach Danny Horn.
Oh, great.
Yep. Doing his
It'll
thing.
It'll be a good one.
Doing his thing, Grand Marshal, tomorrow. So that's tomorrow. Santa Claus Day.
Yeah, it is.
He'll be here checking things out. It continues, Dave, next week.
Coach, Christmas food and blanket drive. Clay County Hospital is teaming up with Santa for a holiday food and blanket drive. Come out for a night of fun and photos and cookies with Santa and his friends. Tuesday, December 9th, from 4 o'clock till 6 o'clock in the evening. How can you help? Well, you can donate blankets, non-perishable food, and drop it all off at the Clay County Hospital. So come be a part of the Christmas food and blanket drive.
There you go. Guess who else is going to be there, Dave?
Tell me, Coach. Santa? You're going to be there?
Us.
Oh, we are. Well, great.
Classic Country 90.9.
Look forward to it.
Yep. Right there. You can get your picture made with some of us if you want to.
Yeah, you can.
I mean, if you're able to be there, Dave, I mean, you'd make your picture with them if they want to, wouldn't you?
Be happy to.
Yeah. Some of your
be
fans.
Be happy to.
Some of your fans out there.
Yeah.
I got a picture yesterday. Let me show you this picture somebody sent me. Let me find it. Hold on. Give me a minute. Let me find it. I was sent this picture yesterday, and you'll know who this is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Is that Al Tork?
That's him.
Yeah.
Working the sideline at the Wadley football game. I was sent that picture. I said, Coach, here's one of our guys.
Yeah.
And I shared it with Al. I said, look, man, you got fans everywhere.
They are.
Maybe they spot you. His the listeners that love him. He was doing his thing.
I was thinking about him during that
game. On the sideline yesterday, yeah. So, you know, I know he was there yesterday. I hope he makes it in here today. So, anyway.
He's had a busy couple of days.
Oh, he has. He's been a busy guy. So, sure has. Dave, after the Christmas food and blanket drive at the hospital, well, also Tuesday, December the 9th, 6 p.m., Dave, Benefield Funeral Home Candlelight Memorial Service. It takes place at the Ashland location of Benefield Funeral Home on Highway 9. Benefit Funeral Home of Homes of Ashland and Lionville warmly invites you to a special candlelight memorial service to honor your loved one's life. This memorial service program will include reflective musical tributes, comforting words of encouragement, and an in memoriam tribute to those we've lost in 2025. Benefield Funeral Home Candlelight Memorial Service, Tuesday evening, 6 p.m. at their Ashland location. It keeps happening, Dave.
Coach, the Ashland City Park sparkles the December with Winter Nights Under the Lights, sponsored by the Clay County Arts League. Enjoy the lighted Christmas walking trail all month long. I drove down through there yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's really looking good.
It's been a couple of days since I've been by there, but it's changing.
I know it is.
It's taking shape.
It's looking good. Yep. On December the 11th, from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the evening, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Grinch, Gingy, the gingerbread lady, join in for music, food, and family fun. That will be at the Ashland City Park.
There you go. What about pictures there, Dave? Reckon you make a picture
there?
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, I would
think
so.
You can.
Yeah, I would think so. Dave, we've got Lionville Baptist Church Christmas concert featuring Three on a String, an evening of enchantment filled with festive music and the true spirit of Christmas. It happens December the 14th. That's a week from Sunday, 6 p.m. that Sunday evening. Tickets, $15 each. You can catch those. Get them from the Lionville Baptist Church there at the church office. Give them a call. Stop by and see them. Three on a String at Lionville Baptist Church Christmas concert, December the 14th. And if things hold together, Dave, next Wednesday, we're going to be talking to these guys next Wednesday morning.
Oh, cool.
On the morning show.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Some of these guys that are coming in from Three on a String. They'll be at Lionville Baptist Church a week from Sunday.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Coach, there's going to be a blood drive. We dow a community Ava Methodist Church at the Fellowship Hall at 1767 Old U.S. Highway 431 in Wendowee, Alabama.
Old 431.
That's right.
Yep.
On Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 p.m. That's a blood drive at the Wendowee Community Ava Methodist Church.
The gift of life, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give blood.
You a blood giver?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
We was talking about that yesterday, Coach Giddens. He can't give. They told him to quit trying. He passes out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I
know some people are that.
He just can't do it.
Yeah. Not that he doesn't want to.
Yeah, he's tried, and he said eventually, they just finally told him, they said, look, there's no need.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're a pretty big guy. You pass out. We can't. Look here. L.A. Good morning, L.A. Rolled in through this morning. So. Do you know your blood type?
What's the...
The most common is O positive.
I think that's what I am.
Yeah, that's what I am, O positive. So I try to give when I can. Probably not as much as you used to always give at school. They'd have them at school, you know, pretty regular.
Tina is the negative.
Oh, that's the going to the rare side.
Not so much. It's harder to find.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. Hey, if your group or organization's got something going on with it, if you'll get word to us, we'd love to help you get word out to them. Things happening in and around Clay County. AGL Solid Waste Authority, Coach and Friends, Homeroom Morning Announcements. Brought to you by AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority and AGL, home of the Agile Boys, keeping the world clean one load at a time. 7:12 on this Friday morning. Coach Aaron, Dave the Barber, and you. Thanks for spending part of your Friday morning with us right here. Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
On the Radio Alabama app and online at classiccountry909.org.
Hi, this is Emmy Lou Harris wishing you a very Merry Christmas.
Classic Country 90.9.
You just can't beat Classic Country 90.9.
Your local advocate for all of life's challenges is the Law Office of Tyler Sims. Online at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
. 7:14 on this Friday morning. Coach and Friends, part of your Classic Country morning on Classic Country 90.9. Coach Aaron, Dave the Barber, you, thanks for being with us this morning. I got a little help, Dave. We were talking about before the 7 o'clock, why we may want something different Christmas morning to eat.
Okay.
And that was the conversation we were having. And I was have been reminded of that. And we've always had sausage balls. That's what we've always had for 37 Christmases in the morning. We'd get up. Now, they'd normally be made the day before, put on a cookie sheet covered with foil, and then get up Christmas morning, pop them in the oven. As we opened our three gifts that we get from each other, give to each other, they would, you know, they cook, then we'd done gift opening, and we'd have our sausage balls. Well, it was discussed this week. In fact, sitting there one night, did we still want to do sausage balls again? That was brought up. And I said, why would we not?
That's right.
I mean, it's what we've always done. It's what we do. I mean, we enjoy it. Why would we even consider doing something else? It's the way we've always done it. I don't see any need to change it. There's no reason.
So why is she even considering it?
Well,
what is she thinking?
Well, there's a reason, Dave. And I had forgotten it. As soon as she mentioned it, I remembered. Last Christmas Day.
Didn't go well? Sausage balls?
Oh, the sausage balls went fine. They went great. But she had a rough Christmas Day. She was sick.
I remember that.
She was very sick.
I remember
last
that.
Last Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Christmas Day, other than a cup, maybe an hour or so, 90 minutes, hour and a half, in the late afternoon, other than that short period of time, that's the only time she was up last Christmas Day. She was in the bed all day.
I remember that.
Really sick.
Yeah.
And had a problem with she became dehydrated and just had a lot of issues going on.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that Christmas Day, last year, the Christmas Eve, we'd made the sausage balls. They were on the cookie sheet, covered in foil. Well, Christmas morning, and I knew she didn't feel good. We went through Christmas Eve night. You know, she was sick during the night. Well, it got to Christmas morning. I got on up, and she said, you know, I said, how you feel? Oh, I'm not feeling good. You know, she was really sick. I said, well, I'm getting up. You stay here. I'll check on you in a bit. So I got on up, piddled around, made me a cup of coffee, turned on Channel 6. They always play, Dave. I like it. It's corny as corn can be. But Channel 6 will always replay the Country Boy 80 Christmas special from like 1982.
Yeah.
So I always get a kick out of watching that, you know. And so I've been up now a couple hours, and I ain't heard a lick of movement back there nowhere. So, I walk back there, and she's still asleep here in the bed, and goes a little longer, and then I kind of hear something. Well, she's gotten up to go to the bathroom, so I walk in there, and she's just back in the bed. I said, how you feeling? Oh, it's just rough. And good morning, city boys. Good morning to you. Doing our Friday morning thing around the square. And I said, could I ask you one question? She said, what is it? I said, what do you put these sausage balls on? What temperature and how long? She said,
I'll tell you what temperature to put them on.
She says, well, I mean, I'm getting hungry, Dave. I'm now we're to like, you know, I've got, we're kind of early getter uppers.
And it is a traditional thing.
Yeah.
You don't want it just to stop.
No, I just don't,
I mean, you're trying to get some joy out of this day.
Yeah, right. And I understand
she's
sick.
You wait all year for it.
Exactly. And I don't mind her in the bed. I mean, I understand she's sick.
I get it.
You're awake. I didn't come in here and wake you up and ask just if you could give me two numbers.
That's all I need.
Time and temperature.
That's
all I want. You know, and she says like, 20 minutes, 3:25, or whatever it was. You know, I don't even remember what it was.
It's the way she said it.
So, yeah, 20 minutes, 3:25. I said, okay. So so I go in. I get them out of the refrigerator. I get them put in the oven. Get it turned on, and not bothering her a bit. I mean, she's sick, and that's
not anymore.
I'm right here. If you need me, I'm here. You know where I'm at. Holler.
Yeah.
Or I'll check on you occasionally, but I'm not going to be back here bothering you. But she was already awake anyway. So anyway, I start them. I get them made while they're cooking. Dave, I'm getting out my orange juice with some pulp. I like a little pulp. Yeah. So I bought I bought me some for this morning.
You're being taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm taking care.
Because I was concerned about you when I knew she was in bed.
Yeah.
You
know, well, she's asleep.
As long as you're going to be okay.
Well, I mean, I'm checking on her occasionally.
Yeah, I get you that, know, you and know. You should.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And then there's the sausage balls are there. They need to be cooked.
They do need to be cooked.
I mean, they don't just need to sit there for days.
Why would they sit there?
Yeah.
They're ready to be cooked.
Exactly. I just need to know the time and the
You're actually helping her, actually.
Well, I really was. I really was. Getting that big cookie sheet out of that out of the refrigerator.
Yes.
That room, now we've got more room in the refrigerator. Get them in there. Now, I get out my orange juice with some pulp I bought. You know, my nice. I mean, I bought the good stuff, Dave. You know, orange juice ain't cheap.
No, it's not.
It is not cheap. And but I bought the good stuff, so I've got that out. I've got me a nice glass of that poured and a glass of milk because I like them both. And I'm going with both of them on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got out my grape jelly, Dave. I'm going to have a little grape jelly with them. And my mustard, just to dab in a little mustard occasionally. Some with a bite of jelly, some with a dab of mustard. So I've got all this out and I'm ready.
All these fixings you got.
Yeah, all my condiments and everything, my drinks and all. You know, so I've got all that laid out. I look, I've still got a few minutes left in the oven. And I'm not one of these, Dave. Seeing Vicky Merle, she'll do this. It may be like 20 minutes in the oven and set the timer on the oven for 20 minutes. Well, it may get to like 17 or 18 minutes and she wants to open it and peek in there. Well, no, I don't do that.
Yeah.
If it says 20 minutes, that's 20 minutes. That's what it needs, you know. And then when it happens, you know, if you open the door up, then you lose some of your heat. And if you lose that heat, well then you've got, you know, then you're not at your full temperature for the whole 20 minutes. So leave that door closed on that oven. If you want to look, turn the light on. You know, most ovens have a light. You can turn it on and look through the glass front of the stove or of the oven and look that way. But if you open the door up, you're losing heat. And it's not cooking like the, you know, like it's called for. So at once the 20 minutes is up and the timer that time is ended. Well, then it's time to open it, you know, but if you go opening the door before your full 20 minutes is up, you know, you're losing heat out of there, Dave.
That's right. Coach.
And your 20 minutes is not, you have to go more than 20 minutes.
That's right.
So leave it closed. Turn the light on, look through it if you need to. So last year, here's why, Dave, she's mentioned, did we want something different? As those sausage balls were cooking last Christmas morning, last year, and she's not feeling good, and she's in the bed, and, you know, but she had woken up herself, and when I'd ask her about the time and the temperature. Well, as they begin to cook in the oven, you know, the aroma began to waft throughout the house, and she could smell them cooking. And she was sick, and she says, I don't know if I can take that. She said, it's just the memory of the smell of that last Christmas morning when I was so sick. She said, that's why I have a little reservation. She said, not that I don't like them. She said, I ate some at the extravaganza.
She did.
You know, I made them and brought them there.
Mm-hmm.
She said, but just that Christmas morning last year, she said, oh, that was just, she said, that aroma reminds me of that morning. She said, when I was so sick. She said, and I don't know if I want to have that Christmas morning again, that reminder.
Well, that's.
So.
Something's got to.
So that's why she brought it up.
Yeah.
And we hadn't really came to. It just kind of died, that conversation. It didn't really. I said, what would you do if we didn't go sausage balls? She said, I'm thinking maybe, what about some kind of casserole? I said, like a breakfast casserole. She said, yeah, you know, you'd still have your sausage in it and some different items. I said, yeah, I mean, that's a possibility. I know a lot of people do that. But I'm not a big breakfast casserole guy. Myself, you know, but it just kind of, there was no decision was made. No, because I totally understand where she's coming from.
Yeah. I mean, when you've been sick, like
that, yes,
experienced something like she did,
right?
It is hard to not remember.
Yeah.
How it was. And we've talked about this in here before, how, mm-hmm. how a smell can trigger a memory.
Yes, a scent. Strong.
Which is exactly what she's talking about.
Right.
She it's hard for her to deal with it.
That led into, from there, and we didn't, there was nothing, nothing final was decided there as we were having this conversation. From that, it kind of led into, you know, what do we want to eat that day later in the day for a meal on Christmas Day? Because it's just be me and her. I mean, we, all our Christmas is done and we're through with it before that day, you know, with my mom and family, my sister and her brother and, you know, and their, her bunch. So all that's over. So it's just me and her. She said, what do we want to eat for a meal later that day? I said, well, you know, I like the roast. You know, she does a good roast, cooks it in the crock pot, you know, with some cream of onion soup, stuff on it. Does a great roast she cooks in the crock pot. Well, again, Dave, that's what we normally do for Christmas is that roast. And then she'll make some cream potatoes that day and, you know, roast cream potatoes, maybe English peas. You know, something like that.
Could do that.
I said, well, the roast is, I'm fine with the roast. I mean, it's, she said, yeah. She said, but we had, it was there last year. You know, and he cooked all night in the crock pot. And then that, it's another one of them things is I was sick. I said, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. Because, Dave, if we look back to that day and we talked about this, that day and then the next day, all of those sausage balls, I ate all the sausage balls, and then the roast for a couple of days because she was sick for a few days. That roast is those roast and sausage balls. That's what I ate for 2 or 3 days. So both of those things, the sausage balls and the roast that he cooked overnight in the crock pot, that was, you know, that's kind of what that triggers for her is how sick she was last year on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
And I get it. I mean, I totally get it. So it's going to be, I'm curious as to where we wind up this year.
Where do you think it's going
to
wind
up? Well, I don't, if I had to bet, Dave, if I was going to bet a dollar on it, I would bet that it'll be sausage balls and a roast. It's what I would bet. But I won't be surprised if it's not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That may not make any sense, but that's, I have to say I won't be surprised if it's not sausage balls and a roast. Because I do understand the I was sick several Christmases, this has been many years ago, and the night before Christmas Eve, we had had Santa Fe soup is the item we had had Christmas Eve. And I love Santa Fe soup, but we had had it the next day I was sick, and for a few years, I did not want Santa Fe soup. So I get it. I understand. Now I'm back to Santa Fe soup.
Yeah.
But I went a couple of years out. I wouldn't eat it. You know.
Well, she's feeling one thing and sounds like you're feeling another.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes. You know. I guess maybe.
I mean, if you could have your sausage balls, your roast.
Right.
And she could have her breakfast casserole.
Right.
And somehow the smell of each kind of canceled the other out.
Where the smell wouldn't be exactly the same.
You could each have something that you would enjoy that the other item wouldn't bother you.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, that's, you know, when that's the issues you're dealing with, Dave, you're in pretty good shape.
That's right.
I mean, that's blessed. If you're having that conversation, Dave, you are a very blessed couple. If that's the kind of conversation you're having,
sure.
You know, so it is what it is.
A breakfast casserole would be good, Coach.
Would it, Dave?
Yeah.
Would it really?
I mean, yeah, it would. I like them. I like them.
Yeah, I mean, I don't turn them down.
That's a good thing. I'm glad you're not turning them down.
I don't say no to breakfast casserole.
You know? That's right.
Yeah.
You're going to like it.
Well, and if we have it, I will. Yeah, I like it. I'll eat it. You know. I don't know if I'll eat it with the same gusto I would those sausage balls.
Oh, all those years. Just think of how many sausage balls over the years.
37, Dave. This actually be 38th Christmas.
I mean, that's a lot of them.
Oh.
That's a big cookie sheet of sausage balls.
Huge. It's a lot of them, Dave. And that sausage from Blair Family Farm and Market?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh-wee.
Need to get you some triple X.
You know, I do need to. I got to get some of that.
That
I want to try
be great
that
in a sausage ball.
Yeah. Really. I want to try. I got to get some of that. I want to at least need try to a package of that.
And it's not just, I can't eat this, it's too hot. I'm right. telling you, it's not.
Yeah.
It is spicy. It's hot, right. But it's not.
It's not that hot.
No, you can't just.
It's not that kind of hot.
You don't want to eat another bite. Yeah. No, it's not like that.
Yeah. When you cook your packet, do you cook the whole packet at a time?
Oh, yes.
And then just have it and just keep it in the fridge and
I do.
Warm it up later?
Yeah.
Out of a pack of, how many patties will you get?
About 7 to 8.
Yeah.
About 8.
Do you try to cut it or just break it off and patty it out?
First, I cut it, and I can cut out kind of sausage-sized patties.
Right.
And then as I'm working towards the end, it kind of starts breaking apart, and I just pull it out.
Yeah.
And make them myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had somebody come in. Did they want to share a little more about a small town Christmas?
Yeah.
There's more than just the parade.
That's right. Before the parade, they're going to be a fax cookie crawl. Businesses on the square at 2:00 in the afternoon. Contact First Assembly Church to participate in that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be free Santa photos and cookie kits lot next to the city hall from 2:00 in the afternoon to 5:00 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a tree lighting ceremony at 5:15, Coach.
Lighting the tree.
Yeah. So that's always fun to see for the first time. But weather permitting, the parade forms will be available at the Ashland City Hall. Christmas parade at 6:00 in the evening.
There it is. It steps off tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll step away, take a break, 7:30. Coach and Friends, a Friday morning, Classic Country Mornings, Classic Country, 90.9.
Presented by Benefield Funeral Home and Clay County Public Golf Course.
Hey folks, Bill Bubba Bussey here, and this ain't your average morning show. We're talking life, laughs, and a little bit of ball with Coach and the Gang. It's Classic Country Mornings on Classic Country 90.9.
Hi everybody, this is Kenny Chesney wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We play favorites, and we are a favorite. In their own words, what's everyone's favorite radio station?
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Classic Country 90.9.
Considering metal roofing for your next project? A&E Metal Roofing Supply can help. The official metal roofing supplier of Classic Country Mornings. Online at aemetalroofing.com.